नमस्ते माँ।
कैसी हो तुम बेटी?
मैं तो ठीक हूँ, तुम कैसे हो? ठीक हो ना? वहाँ भी सब कुछ ठीक है?
तुम मेरी चिंता मत करो, मैंने अपनी आजू कर ली है। मैं आप किसी से नहीं डरती हूँ।
हर्षवर्धन चाचा आपके पास नहीं आया?
तुम केवल अपने बारे में मुझे बताओ, वहाँ पर तुम ठीक ठाक हो?
माँ यदि कुछ हुआ कृपया मुझको भी बताओ।
कुछ नहीं है बेटी, केवल तुम्हारा हर्षवर्धन चाचा ने मुझे धमकी दी है कि मुझे घर से बाहर निकाल देगा।
ये नहीं कर सकते है वो, उसको अधिकार नहीं है। एक महीने के समय तक न्यायालय में सब कुछ स्पष्ट होगा।
मेरे लिए कुछ नहीं है, हम जीते या हारे मैं तुम्हारी ओर से हूँ।
माँ तुम चिंता मत करो, घबराने की कोई बात नहीं, या तो सब कुछ ठीक है। शीघ्रता से हम शादी करने वाले हैं, परंतु माँ मैं तुम्हारे लिए घबरा रही हूँ। माँ मैं तुमसे प्यार करती हूँ।
प्रिय सीता, राम को बताओ मैंने अपनी लाडली बेटी को तुम्हें सौंप दिया है, वहां का फोन नंबर भी मुझे दे दो।
Excuse me, Miss Simon, what is your phone number, please?
It's 009821.
Have you guys made your decision about the 7th and the 40th day ceremony?
I'm so tired now, let's talk about it later.
If you decide to hold a ceremony, then the cost is going to be on you guys anyways. Because Simon and I are going to give the money to help the poor and get it over with.
Get it over? What do you mean?
Come on, man, the crying and the mourning. The same people who never got along with Dad are the same people who are crying for him now. I don't have the patience for these things. It's better to donate the money to the orphans and ask them to get on with praying for Dad. Did you have fun last night?
We can't stay in Mom's house. She won't let us.
And Parvaneh, what are you going to do with her?
Why do you ask for us, Dad? Why do you care?
Nothing. I'm just asking.
I want to stop by their house today.
I like that bare-faced side of yours. Yeah? Hello? He's dead, sir. Yeah. Yeah, how are you, sir? Sure. Sure. You can go ahead. Yeah, you're welcome. You can come to our office in a week. I'll be at your service. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, goodbye. Crazy people. Here you go. It's Dad's cell phone. You can keep it.
Oh, no, I can't answer his
calls. Come on, take it. You need a phone anyways. Just keep it turned off. Take it.
By the way, who has Dad's car?
Which one? The 206? That's Simmons, but you can use it if you want it. It's all right.
It seems like a lot of things have changed during the past 2 years, right?
I told you that we have to forget about absolutely everything that we had. The government's going to come in and start to seize everything we have. Let's go to the office. If you don't believe me, I'll show you the court's order.
Oh, no, thank you. Just take me home. I don't have patience for these things.
Okay.
So you don't know where Ryman and that girl have gone to? Get up. Go and tell them. Tell them to come downstairs. I really don't want my kids to be in her house.
Let them stay there, Mom. I've got a really bad headache. I can't argue with Ramin anymore.
I'm talking to you. Leave this. Go and tell them to come down. Tell that woman not to act like a kind mother. There's no need for that. Wait, listen to me. Where are you going? Did you get what I said? Don't come back with Atham, Kari.
Drink your tea. Too much stress isn't good for you.
Does your uncle know we're here?
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't matter. We aren't doing anything wrong, okay?
Someone's at the door.
Hello?
Oh, wow! Would you believe it's my Kati?
Take your seat. I'll bring you a plate.
No, thanks, dear Simon. I'm not staying.
Ah, come on. Stop teasing me.
What are you talking about? What difference does it make?
Oh, no. Who's been bothering my sister again? You tell me who, and I'll go kill him for you.
Tell this guy that Mom wants him to come down. If he doesn't, then she'll come up here herself.
Oh, come on. Are you not talking to her? Let me just say one thing. I don't like to see my sister being bothered by anyone, or else I'll take care of that person myself.
Tell me something. Are you here to fight, Kari? What a good brother and sister. Good for you and for Zod.
She's my sister.
You see that, Tita dear? Farzad loves Kati more than me.
It seems like I'm the half-brother, not him.
And I'm always the stepmother for both of them. You don't know what's going on here, Amin. Just a month ago, Kati came here crying. She'd fought with Arash and his mom. And Farzad was about to go and beat them up, but I had to stop him. You don't know the half of it. Farzad then cursed me because I was the one who introduced Kari to Arash's mom, who's a friend of mine. That's the only mistake I've made. But Arash is educated. He's a doctor. He's a good guy. What else do you want, Kari?
He doesn't even come close to deserving my sister. My sister's the best by far.
Okay, that's enough. Good for you. I have never had a brother.
I only have one sister in this life, and whatever else is going on, I'm on her side. Come on, take it. Take it. Take it. Come on. Eat it for me. Come on, if you don't take it, then I'll be embarrassed.
What do you think? Should we go?
If she makes fun of me, I can't stay here.
I can assure you that's not going to happen.
What are you two saying again? No one's going to leave this house. Tell that to your mom, Kati.
In that case, there'll be a fist fight for sure.
Fight? We're used to it. That's something we always do. Just tell her that Simin didn't let them go. I want to see if she dares come up here.
Excuse me, Simin. This is a family matter, and we'll find our own solution without your help.
Why don't you go downstairs, Kari? We'll come down.
I'm not talking to you. If you don't come down in 2 minutes, then you'll have to answer Mom yourselves. Goodbye.
Kati! Kati! Go ahead.
Thank you.
Please, you're welcome. Go ahead. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, if she doesn't let you in again, you come back here, Ramin.
Damn you, Farzad.
What? Why damn me? What did I do wrong?
Look what Ramin's doing. He doesn't look like a smart guy, but look who he's marrying.
Ah, come on. You know she's not an angel.
That's what I'm telling you. You're naive. Why do you think Ramin's not marrying Parvaneh?
Why?
Well, she just happens to be a billionaire, silly.
You're kidding me. Hey, so she's rich, huh?
This girl can be the key to our financial problems. We shouldn't let her go so easily.
Well, what does it have to do with us? Why do you care so much?
I'm thinking. I'll tell you later.
You're mistaken, Mom. I don't think Ramin's the kind of person to love that girl because of her wealth.
It's because you think everyone's like you. You're naive.
Okay, so you're graced with intelligence. What's on your mind?
I know what to do. Forget about it. I'm just really afraid that you're gonna really mess this one up. What's new with Cabaret?
Nothing new. He called and said he'd seen Mukhtari near the arts.
Watch out, you know that he's a smart guy.
I've made my final decision, Mom. And you can call it whatever you want, a mistake, a sin, or whatever. I'll pay the price for it. It's impossible for me to change my mind. I wouldn't have dared to talk to Parvaneh about it if I knew I might change my mind.
It's my fault. I made a mistake. I thought that if I got you engaged to Parvaneh, then you'd go and focus on your studies, and at the end, you'd return back here. That's what I really thought. But I made a mistake. It's my fault. I made a terrible mistake. I made a mistake.
But, Mom, I chose to get engaged to Parvaneh myself.
That's enough. If you want to add to my misery and kill me, then go ahead and do it, but you'll have to speak to your uncle first and see what you're going to do with Parvaneh. I'm embarrassed and can't face them anymore. And then you'll have to come here and marry this girl immediately. Until then, she's not allowed to go anywhere. I swear, Ramin, I've asked Huri to bring me a can of gasoline. And she's already placed it in the kitchen, you know. I'll set myself on fire if you do otherwise. Do you understand me?
Come in, please.
Am I disturbing?
Oh, no, not at all. Go ahead.
Are you going somewhere?
Yes, I got some things to do, but I'll be back soon. You stay with Kari for a few hours until I come back.
I'm bored. I don't have anything to do over here.
Well, if you like, you can go to Simon. No?
Listen, Ramin. Weren't you supposed to talk to your family about me? I don't understand why they're treating me like this.
Well, it's because of my father, you know. He just passed away. And everyone's upset. I know it doesn't have anything to do with you. But this won't last long. Things will get better when we get married. We'll have our own place, and you'll sign up for classes at the university, and I'll get a job. I promise that all our problems will get resolved.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
It's an old park located on the eastern side of Berlin. It's been re-landscaped recently, maybe 3 years ago. Last time I visited this park was back in 1995. Those days I was working on a really important research project. At the same time, my daughter was insisting on leaving Berlin. And this park became the reason for me to leave, too. One day, when we were going to the park, my daughter suggested she'd use the north entrance to enter the park. and the right end of the park, from the south entrance. And if we met each other after walking through the maze for half an hour, then we'd stay in Berlin for 3 years or more. If not, then we'd return to Iran.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I come in?
Go ahead. Keep in mind that the special little square in the park is located at the eastern side of it.
So what happened then?
I'll tell you at the end of the class. Reza, dear, since you asked that question, I'm going to assign you to do an online search and find all the maps of this park right back to 1723. Examine them and write about the changes. The assignment is due for the very next class. Just to let you know, the little square in the park used to be in the center of the park, but now it's right here. Your research is to find out about the architectural changes in Germany during the medieval, Renaissance, communism, and German reunification periods. What kind of effect each of those cultures has left behind on the architecture of this place. Do you understand me?
Never mind, I take that back, sir.
Don't worry. Everyone else will have some work, too. And the rest of you for next class will write a 10-page essay on these two topics, please. One, why is it that the minds of people in the eastern side of the world, things move and end at the midpoint? It's part of their culture. Two, why doesn't this midpoint exist in any Western architecture at all? And the last point is that I left Berlin the next day with my daughter.
So you didn't see each other in the park?
I think she played a trick on you.
No, it's just that these ways won't help people find each other at all. Never. Dismissed. How was school? Aren't you finished?
To be honest with you, Uncle, I changed my major during the second year of school, and now I'm studying Eastern linguistics. But I'm tired of it, and I'm going to give that up, too.
I pray for your success. I'm going home, and I can give you a ride if you want.
Uncle Jalal, I can't see anything. But believe me, that what I did was out of my control. Totally beyond me. Don't you want to see anything? I always thought you understood me, Uncle. Uncle Jalal, I want to talk with Pavane, can I?
I really don't think she wants to see you, Rahman.
I beg you, Uncle, only a few minutes, please. At least let me tell her what I have to say.
Okay. Get in. Let's go.
Dad. How's your day at school?
Hello, darling. Thanks. You had a great day. Tell me, darling, how about your studies today, huh?
It's okay, but I'm not satisfied. In a few weeks, I'll be going on a trip. I signed a contract, photographing the morning of Mahram.
That's good, really good. I think that'll probably keep you very, very busy, won't it, for a long time. Yes, we are.
Has anything happened?
No, darling. Nothing's happened. There's someone outside. He's outside waiting for you. If you want me to, I can tell him to leave and never to come here again, ever.
Take it. I wish you all the best.
Parvenu. I've written everything here.
Thank you. How long have we been working together, Mr. Frizzard?
If you mean working with my dad, I'd say 7 to 8 years.
But he's dead and can't do anything. I'd say that he's faced with the appointed angels right now.
What are you talking about? Everyone will face the angels. One day.
How much material have I been giving you guys so far?
A lot.
I gave you metals. I sent you equipment. I did everything based on friendship, and I never asked for any sort of prepayments.
That's right. I agree. If you remember, when we had money, we gave it to you, didn't we? Huh? And now we don't have the money. What can I say? What can I do?
To be honest, we're here to reach an agreement and settle our case with you. We're trying to stop this case going to court.
Now, that's right. That's exactly what I'm talking
about. Listen, just pay 40% of it, and we'll consider it settled.
Would you just take a look at my face? Do I look like someone who has that much? I was just a regular employee till yesterday. And I think I'm probably going to be looking for a job from tomorrow.
You know, we could have done. We could have handed over the checks to a financial service and received 50% of our money, and you would have had to deal with them.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, you can do that. It's your choice.
I'm ready to settle it for 30%.
I keep telling you that I don't have anything. And you're insisting on settling your case. If I could, I would have sold the property and given you your money. But I don't have anything right now.
Is that your final answer?
It's up to you, sir. It's up to you.
After I leave here, I'll only settle for the full amount. I promise you that.
Sir, you know that I've just lost my dad, but I'm here. I've come into the office and opened it just because of you. Come on, man, please, just give me a week. My brother's here from overseas. I want to talk to him and go over everything. Then I'll see what I can do. Otherwise, wait for the court's order. It seems to me like you only have two options open to you. That's your choice.
So that's your final answer?
Looks like it.
Oh, come on, let's get out.
Goodbye, mister. Go ahead, please. Yeah, go ahead. What kind of people are they? Oh, man, he's left all his headaches for me. Why didn't you come take care of it yourself? Ah!
Thank you, Namat, for the tea.
You're welcome. Thank you. Would you like tea?
No, thanks. I don't want anything. Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. What are you doing here?
Hello. I just came a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah? So just came in, huh? So what's up? What's going on here?
It's nothing. Rahman wanted to see some of the contracts. And
oh, yeah?
I gave them to him.
Yeah? Okay, okay.
Hey, Frizzard, are these contracts canceled? Or can we still invest in them?
To be honest with you, I don't really know. It's possible. Anyway, here are the keys. You take them. Why don't you take over and let me rest for a while, huh? I could do with a bit of a rest. Sound good?
Why do you get upset?
No. I'm not upset. You know you're the eldest son in the family, and you know things better than me. So why don't you do me a favor and get me out of all of this? Come on, man.
I've never done it and I can't do it.
What do you mean you've never done it and you can't do it? You'll learn once you spend a few days here dealing with our clients. Am I wrong? That's it, man. I don't get it. Why can't you do it?
What's wrong with him?
He's just a kid. Maybe he's hungry. Would you like a smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
Really? Okay. Did he upset you with his words?
Openly, I admit, with much joy and such glee, enslaved to your love, from both worlds I am free, as a bird of a paradise, to parting I did agree. Excuse me, do you study? Is your major computers?
No, I'm a computer engineer.
Do you work?
My mother-in-law asked me to stop working. She says it isn't good for a woman to work.
What does that mean?
It means that women's jobs are to raise kids, especially when there isn't any need to work for money.
Gati. Why do you hate me so much?
I really want to tell you, but I'm really, really embarrassed.
It's okay. Please tell me. It's important to me.
I really have no idea. Maybe it's all Ramin's fault. Forget about it.
Which fault?
It's better if you forget it, please.
Nothing has changed. I wanted to. Parvane.
I don't know what you've done to Ramin. He feels so attached to you.
Well, I love him.
But the two sides have to love each other.
Well, he also...
All right. I don't want to stop you two from getting married. But there's a tradition everywhere you go. And we have our own tradition here. As you know, Ryman's dad passed away. And he can't marry you anytime soon. And you two aren't legally engaged to each other yet, so it isn't good for you to stay in this house. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Do you have any relatives living here in Tehran?
Yes, I do.
Then go and stay with them for a while, until we decide what to do.
I can't. They had me imprisoned in their house. Do you have a problem with me? Don't you want me to stay here?
Or are you Muslim? Or are you Hindu? It doesn't matter. You'll have to become a Muslim anyway.
Why is that?
It's because you want to marry Ramin. Didn't you know?
No.
Listen. According to our religious teachings, as well as the law in our country, Muslims aren't allowed to marry non-Muslims.
Why?
It's because God said so. No need to know why.
But Ramin doesn't want that from me.
It's not up to Ramin. I just wanted to let you know that it's a serious matter.
I must speak to Ramin.
What do you mean? You can talk to him as much as you like. And if you don't like it, then you're welcome to pack up your stuff and go back to where you came from.
No, I'm not going to become a Muslim.
از کفر من تا دین تو راهی به جز تردید نیست، دل خوش به فانوسم مکن اینجا مگر خورشید نیست. با حس ویرانی بیا تا بشکند دیوار من، چیزی نگفتن بهتر از تکرار توتیوار من. بی جستجو ایمان ما از جنس عادت می شود، حتی عبادت بی عمل وهم سعادت می شود. جایی برای ترس نیست،
در انتهای موعظه
دیگر مجال درس نیست. کافر اگر عاشق شود بی پرده مؤمن می شود، چیزی شبیه معجزه با عشق ممکن می شود.
Nothing. Mom had a long talk with her and gave her two options. The first option is to become a Muslim. And option two is the same thing. Sita said no and they had an argument.
Where were you?
That's none of my business.
Oh, come on. You guys drive people crazy in just a couple of days.
Ramin, let me tell you something. This one will teach you a lesson. Remember this.
Sita, get in. I want to talk to you, Sita. I told you to get in. I want to talk to you. Stop being stubborn, Sita. Sita, get in. I want to talk to you.
What's going on inside you, Parvati? You've become like those who sleepwalk. You've become so quiet. Do you know how bad that is for you?